Time now for your letters. Several of you wrote in about Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolfe's essay about the trials and tribulations of dining out. Nick Fryman of Los Angeles, California, thought Wolfe should lighten up. Of course, the bottom line is always good service, but the connection and repartee that I have with my waiter always adds greatly to my dining experience, and I always want to know my waiter's name. Denver, Colorado resident Allison Williams-Helm asked, "Is Bonnie married to Andy Rooney? Her commentary about eating at restaurants was so grumpy, why does she eat out? She came across as a 90-year-old curmudgeon." But Ellen Rye of Trenton, New Jersey, thought the essay was spot on and added her own pet peeve.
"Why do waiters all over the world no longer say, 'Are you finished?' or 'May I take your plate?' When did it become the practice to ask, 'Can I get that out of your way?' or 'Are you still working on that?' Good heavens, people, it's my meal, and it is not in my way. And I paid for it, and I'm eating it, and it is supposed to be pleasurable. I am not working on it."
A number of you were upset with our piece about Eunice Winchester, a 62-year-old woman who was hoping to prevent a foreclosure on her home in Washington, D.C. "The woman can't pay her mortgage," wrote Richard Callion of New York City. "For some reason, she thinks she's entitled to live in the same house. I wasn't raised that way. If you can't afford it, move to where you can afford it." And Madeline Miller of Austin, Texas, pointed out some issues we hadn't addressed. As I listened to the interview you did with the woman who was concerned about losing her house, I wondered why most of your stories related to the economy seem to focus on the losses people are experiencing, and almost nothing about how these sacrifices and losses have often been created by the way they have chosen to manage their money. The woman you interviewed said that she only made about $32,000 a year. That is a lot of money for one person to live on, and you didn't discuss options that she could choose to do to get extra income, like rent out a room. Do you have a bone to pick or a point to make? Let us know. Visit our website, npr.org, and click on the link that says Contact Us. This is NPR News.